Now we are now recording.
So we don't have any question marks in our minutes.
Good point, Mr. President. Thank you.
Our fiscal year runs from June through May. And so May, the month of May, we have not completed the finances yet at this point. The newsletter that was published back a few weeks ago has rolled a lot of contributions in, but we don't have the results for May yet. So what I'm going to share with you is 11 months, year-to-date, of our financial reports. So the balance sheet shows our total assets. This includes the checking account, the savings account, the building, the rolling stock we have out there, just all of the assets were up to $284,853 as of the end of April. And that's comparable to a year ago, we were at about $232,000. So it shows we are definitely very, very stable and heading in the right direction. As far as the income statement, the total income year to date, $73,439, and the total expenses, $82,138. So there is a slight shortfall that normally we would expect after the newsletter is published, and as we approach this annual meeting, that we will be getting a lot of income. So we certainly expect that that shortfall will be wiped out with the publication of the May results. For those of you that are kind enough to send a contribution, that you mail it to the fire station, if you would please send it to the post office box. Our address with the post office box is listed on our website. If you mail it to the physical address here, sometimes the station isn't occupied. Sometimes it takes a week or 10 days for me to pick it up and get it processed, and I know that you want it to be done as quickly as possible. So if you would please send your contribution, those that go from the mail sends to the post office box, we'd appreciate it. And that completes my report. Are there any questions? We publish summaries on the website, and we continue to use Shute & Gildendorf as our primary accounting firm to take care of a lot of the real steep things like paying taxes and keeping our insurance up current and things like that. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Roger, it's your turn. Roger, you did a great job.
So thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, so I think this is the sixth time I've done this, and I'm going to work off a bullet pointed list instead of a whole big speech from the It Can't Get Any Worse category, so I'm going to try to make this a little easier for all of us. First up, burn restrictions, they start June 1st. It's a little later this year than most years. We can expect that they'll come off a few days after the rain starts, which historically is right after July 4th. Please comply with the restrictions. If you have any questions, reach out to me, and I can walk you through what they are. Kind of a lost and found situation. If anyone here knows Ryan Fred, he's from Toxic. Ryan Fred. All right, on to more report stuff. We had, before I put this together, 32 calls. We just had a call yesterday for a fire. But kind of a light year. That's been the trend for the last few years, which is good. 99% good from the standpoint of we're not visiting people having horrible days. Calls, though, provide great training. We had a little tiny fire yesterday. There was really very little consequence of the blowing up into anything, but it was great training. We got to work very hard, put a line around it, mop it up, which is an awful lot of work, and our friends in the Forest Service in the back can tell us. And so that turned out to be a great training opportunity for us. But fortunately, it has been very quiet. In terms of our roster, we added 4 to the roster versus last year. We're at 27 now. Really, we've had a lot of growth over the last few years. I think maybe 5 or 6 years ago, we were in the high teens, close to 20, something like that. We've had more interest from all sorts of places, including, as I talked about the last couple of years, people retiring as professional professional firefighters and wanting to come to a department like Walker to continue to maintain their professional qualifications. We've been very fortunate to get all sorts of interest that way. We have three or four guys now and a couple more potentially joining the department. That brings up the level of our training, the expertise on our call response, brings all of that up dramatically. And so that's a great thing that we benefit from. However, we still can always use more volunteers. I see a few people here that appear to be, as I use the same joke every year, under the age of 70 and have a pulse. If that is you, please come volunteer. You're serving the community, and actually, I'll volunteer. Not a motto, that's too strong of a word, but we talk about this not as often as we should. We try to be safe, we try to learn, we try to serve the community, and we try to have fun. Hopefully the firefighters here, which I'll introduce in a second, will corroborate that we do all four of those things. That's certainly my motivation. I mean, I'm a volunteer like anyone else. Why wouldn't you want to have fun at something you volunteer with? But all of that is very important, especially safety. But we need more volunteers. We had a fire yesterday, as I mentioned. Friday morning, the radio went off at 6:43. We had a phenomenal response for Friday morning at 6:43. We had 6 people come. No matter how many people come, we can always use more. So please think about that in terms of your willingness to volunteer. Next up, equipment needs. So I bring this up every year on purpose. We don't have things last year, an immediate equipment need, but at some point we will. Our engine is 31 years old. I'd like to think we could get to at least 40 with it, but we need to start thinking about that sort of thing. A couple of the water tenders, not that gold-colored one out there, but the one straight back there, that's like 27 years old. We need to be able to react quickly when something happens. When we need equipment, we've asked the community, and they've always been very supportive, which we're grateful for, but I'm setting the expectation that while there isn't something right here, right now, that potential never goes away. So please don't be surprised if in the next 2 years we do need something, and we do ask for your help. Our revenue model is donations and contributions. That's unlikely to change. I'm not arguing it should change. That's what we've got, and so that's the nature of that. Every year that I get to be chief, I'm probably going to say the same thing on that score, so that we don't lose touch with that. Next, I want to acknowledge the firefighters that are here. If you don't stand up, I may not see you, but I'm going to get the first fellow in just a minute. But I'll start with Eric White, Charles Dymore. Charles, full-timer who lives here. We need more full-timers who live here. Matt Greenhall, Raymond Ramirez, Assistant Chief Mark Keegan, James Lee. Gary Hennecke apparently refuses to stand. Gary, who was the department president for 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Bob Mason, I've seen the background. Steve Mason, I think everyone knows how important Steve has been to the history of this department. Terry Morrison, 10 years? Are you 10 years in?
Yeah.
You know, think about the commitment that all of these guys make. I say that to many of them here. It's crucial. Okay, well, let's circle back to the Empower Dave. Can you come here a minute, please? So, it would be impossible to try and list all the things that Dan does to keep the department running, so I'm not going to try. I'd forget something. It's not 10 minutes. Dan is rumored. We all have faced this sort of thing, and now Dan is moving. We're going to need about 8 guys to replace him on all the stuff that he does, so please keep that in mind. We've got a little something for you, Dan. Karen Morrison.
Thank you.
So, this is a picture of Engineering Church.
Thank you.
Picture of Engine 86 that we put on canvas, the idea being for all the hours that Dan has spent under it, in it, he may either want to hang it in his new home or he may want to beat it with a hammer, depending on what he thinks of most in dealing with a 31-year-old engine. But Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
here. The department has a Facebook page, facebook.com/waterfiredept. There's also a recently started like community bulletin board type thing on Facebook. I don't know the URL, but if you look up Potato Patch, you'll find it. Clyde McKay maintains that one. The department Facebook page, pictures from training, some things that are hopefully funny, not related to water, but related to firefighting. And all those stuff, kind of newsy stuff we put on there as well. So please check that out, and I'm glad to answer any questions.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Roger.
No questions. That's a good thing. Okay. We have several groups that want to make short presentations. Jeff, I think you're on the here. You have you. Are you going to do it or? Okay. Walker Community Action Alliance, Jeff Morehouse, President.
Thanks, Bill. You're welcome.
Good morning, all.
Good morning. Good morning, Jeff.
I think we also need another round of applause for the rest of the firemen.
EMS
people. We really appreciate what you do. All of you should know what the Walker Community Action Alliance does is the information you get through the community emails. The highlights are on the Sunday Saturday, the first Saturday of July, August, and September. Another is the Water History Ride on June 24th. And we finish the year with our October 20th. If you're not getting the emails, please sign up at the table over there. This year, we presented a medical bag to the EMS team. Mark? Mark, okay, Mark is right up here. We are also donating $500 towards the drug box.
Oh, great.
That they were going to be getting shortly.
On behalf of the Walker Fire EMS team, I just want to thank the CAA for the contributions that they've made to us. We're striving to do the best we can to provide quality service, medical services in the community, and their donations has really helped. So thanks again. Please give our heartfelt thanks to the membership and to the board of directors. So it doesn't seem like it.
WFPA has been generous in allowing us to meet the fire station for a number of our clients. Today, I'm pleased to present this small thank you check for $450.
Joe?
All right, cool.
We appreciate everything that everything has done for us. If anyone is interested in our organization, information is available on the table with Smokey Bear. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you for coming. Lauren, I know you're there someplace, but you're going there, you're Lauren, with a smile or on the black flashing wearing one, and he put, I don't know, hundreds of hours into this Firewise program, and you see the Chipper Day and the success that has been, and for us to be able to bring down slash that we have on our properties that you create ourselves for you. But it makes it a lot easier to just bring it down here, and Lauren is the guy that makes all that happen. So Lauren, thank you very much, and I hope you have a few things to say here. Thank you, Bill. This year we had a very successful
chip and haul event, our biggest ever. Our next biggest was 27 rollouts. This year we did 38. Rollouts is the equivalent of 444 tons of slash.
Wow.
But folks, chip and haul is over. Don't bring me any more. We've got some piles out here right now. And I don't know what we'll do with it, but don't bring me any more until we have another chip and haul. It will be announced. We ground the material for a total of about 6 days. Really about 5 and a half. So the county really did a fantastic job of getting this material out of here in a hurry. The Vestic disposal company, this year they stayed right on the job. We never had to wait for an empty roll-off. They stayed right with us and it worked just like clockwork. We don't have the final bills yet. We received one bill for the first 15 roll-offs at $3,572. We'll be receiving other bills, probably from the county as well as Vestic. And they probably won't bill us until after the first month, so we don't have the final cost of this. But usually this runs between $12,000 and $13,000 a year. And in the past we've been able to pay for this with grant money. This year there was no grant money. Everything was paid for by you, by donations, from people donating either to the WFPA or to the WCAA. So thank you very much for your contribution. Firewise does work with grant money. And we have a grant that we were awarded on December the 5th of last year, 2016. It was for $33,750. We spent it already. So we applied for a new grant. No guarantee that we'll get it. So we applied for about $48,000, and that's just a drop in the bucket of what Mark needs to mitigate their problems. So until we get new grant money, and we won't know when that will be, probably sometime this fall is when it will be announced. But until we get new grant money, we're still doing property assessments. Property assessments don't cost anything. But if you look at your house, you look at your property, we give you a formal assessment of your wildfire risk. And when we have money, then you can get some bids from contractors, and we can go ahead and mitigate the problem. If you'd like any other information about the firewalls, how to get to the property assessment center, I'll be out here with the sprinkler smoke carriers. Any questions for me? With that, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I can clarify that all up for you, too. So,
Right now, it's just an introduction for me to you, and I'll give you my name, my number. I'm here to answer any questions. I will help as much as I can, and I also get after the ones that aren't paying attention to the law. There's a couple of them out here, and one of the problems we are having right now is that we have two bears all around up there. If people like to feed in that way. So, that's all I've got to say. Mine is very short and sweet, but at the point, next time when I have my display, it won't be so short and sweet. I'll have a whole lot of hot, a whole lot of fun. Nice meeting you all. See you all soon.
No, I'll do that the next time.
So the next time we'll talk about ATV enforcement, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Forest Service. We have a couple of guys who want to come up and introduce yourselves.
Good morning. My name is Ben Dibble. I'm a forester for the Rocky National Forest. I've worked here about 5 years with the Forest Service, and I was actually born and raised here in the Rocky area. And I'm going to let Bucky introduce himself as well.
Good morning, I'm Jason Gallon, Assistant Fire Management Officer for fuels for the West Zone at Carroll's Bradshaw and Chino Ranger District. Been with the Forest Service 29 years, and I'm all been on the project.
So we're here to answer your questions, especially with the project we have going on. We hope and expect you have questions for us, so we're going to be set up right over here around our map. So. Come by, talk to us, ask us what we're doing, why it looks the way it does, where we're headed. We're here to answer all your questions, go over future projects that we have planned in the area as well. Thank you.
Cool. I'm a big and happy, John. Everybody's waiting to zoom here.
Shoot me more time.
I asked the G-Clock to be here. Because they're the ones that are responsible for the evacuation, and I just can't get together with them, and they're all volunteers too. So no more than a weekend, and they have other commitments. But I put it on the agenda anyway, just in case you didn't know if he was going to be able to make it, and I don't see him here. So, okay, now is the time for you to tell us what you think is going on. So, if you don't mind, you can have a portable mic here. If you have a question or you would like to address the board in the group for any particular reason, now is the time to do it. Try to keep it to a couple minutes if you left online, and we'll try to answer which questions you may have. No way. Well, John wants to make a comment about water day, so are there any questions here? Anybody have any questions? Bob?
Yeah, I have a question about all the speeding going up Big Blood Road.
Okay.
Can we do anything about that?
I think that's a good question for...
Can you repeat the question?
The question is about speeders on Big Blood Road. What can I do about that, John?
More potholes.
More potholes. No, really, the sheriff's office. And seriously, I've talked to them, I've told them several times, and then they say, I called them one day and they said, there was a sheriff's car sitting out there. Thank God he didn't catch me. Yeah, it's a problem, and I think they're aware of it, but they just want to be able to get in power and send somebody out there. And there's nothing... In my view, what you can do or should do in approaching or having any contact with somebody in the same situation. There's nothing in trouble for you. Linda?
I just want to say something. You all are doing a good job of dentistry. But if you see a lock on again, if you can just
right.
Pull it back, because we lose a lot of locks. And then the other thing, if you get this mat, you see it initially, we had a mattress there last week, so that kept other people from getting the regular cat pen, and also know that it's not in the trail. And you can get lots of people to flatten it down. But again, thanks so much for your question. you have a complaint, you call me your dad.
The volume is measured by the number of subscribers that we have, and when somebody dumps a roof full of furniture in one of those bins, it doesn't lock it, so everybody that wants to kind of dump something in there. It makes it difficult for us to judge it, and then we have a mess outside, and we have a mess outside of garbage on the ground, then I think Lynn will tell you that that's not a good circumstance for the wildlife. That's an attraction for a bear that's hungry. Anybody else?
Well, some of the proceeds also go back to the fire department.
Absolutely. If there is money for the fire department, yes. And that's why we're paying for the chip in the hall bank.
We get a license number of the people who are racing up and down Big Love Mesa Road. I've almost been run over. A lot of people have almost been run over.
Okay.
And Mr. O is one of the owners.
One of the appointments, John. All right. License numbers, is this a sheriff's function? And you can call sheriff with license numbers, I believe. I think that if you have an identity of somebody who will talk to you, I don't know what the enforcement processes are for them. They don't see them enough on rent. I suppose if you sign a complaint about somebody, they would probably make a follow-up. I don't know that they would, but I certainly don't see it for the sheriff's office. But license numbers, recording them, they'll write it down. I don't know what to do about it, but it is, if you have something you can do, then that'd be okay.
It's really dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
I don't disagree.
Hi there. Jack Schwinn, Pine Mountain, Morning Star. And we have the same problem. If you live on a dirt road, you're going to get dust. You're going to have people driving fast. But what do? You speed them. You wave at them as they go by and they're dusting you out.
Yeah, you wave at
them. What is the speed limit? What?
Fundraiser.
coffee day, pancakes, breakfast, we've got bingo. Even the firefighter appreciation day, we'll put out the food. And it just brings us all together. And Bill would always say it's a great opportunity for people that may only see each other once a year. That's your moment to get together and see someone. And we live in these remote places, and sometimes we don't see anybody, especially through the dust behind my car. You can't see anybody. Art. We had the art market that we had. Did anyone here buy anything at the art market last year? Yeah. I know my wife did. We were going to have a carnival. I think I've got about 7 signed up. We'd like to get 15 or more. Also on your social media page, let people know we're looking for more artists. $25 for a 10x10 space. It's a cheap way to show your wares. And I was blown away that I was running Walker Day and I sold 4 items. I thought, how did that happen? Well, people like locally produced items. I think I'm almost out. That's it.
I've never run out before.
You want to make some papers with you?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, not only are we going to have Walker Day, we're going to have Kids Day, thinking July has 5 Saturdays, so the 4th Saturday will be what we did for Kids Day last year. If you were there at Kids Day, it was a great time for the kids. They have all kinds of things for the kids to do, the trail walk, some sort of a we do the night off. I think they have some of the two of the night off. It's a 2-year-old at home. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. All right. So part of the reason for being here is we elect the candidates new board members. This part of it is normally done by the vice president, but the vice president is on the ballot. So I'm going to have the opportunity to run this election. Are there any more comments? I don't want to make it sound or seem like we're rushing to do this. If you have something you want to say, especially about the fire department and what we're trying to do and how we're doing. Okay. Okay, we actually put John's name in here. Presentation of candidates. We have 3 board members who are their terms are ending, and all 3 of them have reinitiated the election process to remain on the board. They are, and the ballots had to be corrected because it was cut and pasted. It is very embarrassing, but that's okay. John Olenessian, Rudy Erdman, and Dan Doherty. They're current new board members. We had several announcements through various systems to ask for nominations. People who would be interested in running and being on the board. We received none. So these are the 3 people. Is there anybody that would like to make a nomination for someone to be on the board at this time? Do we have any nominations for the board of directors from the floor? Are there any nominations for the board of directors from the floor? I have to ask 3 times. I think that's Robert's rules and such.
And last call.
Last call. Are there any nominations for the board of directors from the floor? Hearing none, I'll accept the motion to close the nominations. James Lee moves to close the nominations. Yes. Second?
I'll second.
Mike Burns, it seems to be the movers today. Any discussion about closing the nominations? All in favor of closing the nomination, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Now, since there are only 3, here you are, Mr. Karash.
I'd like to move that the 3 people be selected by acclamation so they don't have to count the ballot.
Bill Karash has moved to elect the 3 by acclamation. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
I'm going to give it to Vernbacher. I know you want to do it, but Vernbacher second.
You'd like to see your name in the program, right? That's what he is then, Mr. Chair. So the recording then, you won't be a question. Any discussion? All in favor of acclamation by acclamation voting for these three candidates? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. So, is there any other business we'll be doing in the order? This is a 45-minute...
Now we're getting somewhere. I can talk about Walker.
Oh, yeah. With a barn set up. Well, I'm going to thank you for this set up. Yeah, with my... He's a poor guy that married my daughter. So he can have to do the things that I asked him to do. He doesn't necessarily like it sometimes, but I don't really mind the sound system. This is the best thing the sound system has worked for us, so I think...
Yeah.
Several years.
Yeah.
And those of you that brought food, thank you very much. I have a ham in the refrigerator, some table of eggs in there, but I don't know if they're going to make it from the refrigerator to the table. And do I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
Motion. Can I make a one?
John, I'll ask you to close the meeting. And a second. James, do I have a second? Any discussion about closing the meeting? All in favor of closing the meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you all very, very much.
Yes.
Okay, the board is going to grab some food, and then we have a little short prayer meeting to bring them out for a short year.
I'm going to be with you.
Thank you.